Welcome to Sensory Reflections with me, Andy Shipley of Natural Inclusion on RNIB Connect Radio. This is the last of our sensory reflections for this year, and we will be concentrating on one particular feature of the natural soundscape. As days shorten and darkness falls earlier and earlier, it's more likely that we will more regularly encounter these creatures of the twilight and nighttime realms. So the stars of today's show are owls. We'll hear the calls and share just a few facts about five of the most common owls to be found in the UK. These are the tawny owl, the little owl, the short-eared owl, the barn owl, and the long-eared owl. So here we go. The first in our owlery is the tawny owl. Named for its tan and darker brown plumage, the tawny owl stands at between 15 and 18 inches high. It has a wingspan of between 32 and 41 inches, and unlike other species of owl, it has brown eyes. And it also has perhaps the most recognisable call of all the owl family, the classic twit-twoo, which is in fact not one bird calling, but the combined cries of both the male and female birds. The next owl we're going to hear from is the little owl. First introduced in Kent in the 18th century, the little owl is perhaps the most characterful of all our owls. Standing at around 8.5 inches high with a wingspan of 22 inches, it has established itself across the country now, reaching numbers of around 5,750 in 2009, although it's believed that these numbers may have declined. It has yellow eyes and eats a varied diet of small mammals, birds, and even worms. Now we're moving on to the barn owl. Also known as the screech owl, for perhaps obvious reasons, the barn owl is probably the most distinctive looking of all of our owls. With its heart-shaped face, yellow eyes, white underparts, not underpants, and gold-coloured plumage on its back. It lives on rats and mice, and consequently has developed a strong relationship with farmers and farmyards, which is also where it gets its name, as it finds a ready supply of accommodation on the farmyards. But this is now sadly in decline, as many farm outbuildings are being converted into housing. Now we move on to the long-eared owl. With orange eyes, standing at around 15 inches and a wingspan of around 39 inches, this is perhaps the most distinguished looking of our owls. It has a very upright stance and quite distinctive ear tufts. Long-eared owls actually roost communally, preferring coniferous woodland, sometimes taking over abandoned rook's nests or squirrel drays. Now, the last of our owl company is the short-eared owl. Standing at 15 inches with a wingspan of 40 inches, the short-eared owl has a mottled brown appearance, which is vital camouflage, as unusually it nests on the ground. They also have distinctive ear tufts and yellow eyes. Short-eared owls range from lowland estuaries to coastal plains and up to the highlands and to upland areas where they breed. And they can also often be seen hunting during the day. So that's it for our owl encounter. As winter draws on, birds will find it increasingly harder to find food. So if you haven't yet put out a bird feeder, then why not put one out? If you don't have a garden or balcony, not to worry, because you can buy some that you attach to your window using suction pads. And if you do have a bird feeder, then please remember to refill it regularly. It's just amazing how quickly the feeders are emptied. In fact, I've got to go and refill mine now. So that's it for this year. We will be coming back with a special episode just after Christmas, but I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening. I hope you found Sensory Reflections interesting, enjoyable, and uplifting. You can find out more about me and my work on my website, www.natural-inclusion.org. You can send me an email, andy@natural-inclusion.org, or follow me on my Facebook page, which is Natural Inclusion. So until next time, stay sensational.